Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Time now for headlines as we predict what will happen on Sunday as the Packers take on the Vikings at Lambeau Field.
Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher.
I'm going to do something crazy.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
I'm going to say kissing cousins. Pack bikes tie.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
He missed it again! And we'll end this crazy game in a tie. Oh my goodness.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
A lot going on in that 9 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch today. Big announcement, Wisconsin Badgers football airing on 620 WTMJ and 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee this year. Men's basketball, women's basketball, hockey, all coming to WTMJ, ESPN Milwaukee, the 620 WTMJ app, the ESPN Wisconsin app. Big news this morning for us here at Good Karma. And then also Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, just joined us a few moments ago. If you missed any of the conversation, that's a pretty jam-packed about 15 minutes we spent with Mike T. Check it out on the ESPN Wisconsin app, the ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. Dinner party conversation and a lot of praise for Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers, which at least one of our fans was not a fan of. Greg in Franklin, Texan. No wonder Tannenbaum is not a current GM. Love sucks. That's not very nice, Greg. I don't think that's really accurate either. What'd you take away from Mike Tannenbaum's appearance there, old T?
Well, I was interested to see because obviously when he was with the Jets, there was a heated rivalry with the Patriots, and the Jets were... The Jets were always the underdog, and the Jets always were kind of punching up. So I was not surprised by his answer. I am very curious to see what the Packers' approach organizationally and from the head coach are going to be regarding what we saw at the end of last season, you know, finishing, but really that the intensity that we saw with the Bears and their hatred of the Green Bay Packers, how you balance not going too far, but also understanding that it needs to be different. And I thought, you know, Mike answered that the way I thought he would, but I was just curious to get his perspective because he sat in those meetings. He's been with Rex Ryan, where I'm sure there's a frustration level of how can we beat Brady and Belichick and how do we act or what's our organizational mode going to be in regards to handling adversity like that, like the Green Bay Packers will have to do. So that was interesting. And then, you know, the Marshawn Lloyd part of it, I'm always curious how far you will go when you have a talent that you know can play. Because if Marshawn Lloyd was a sixth or seventh round pick and he was just a nice player, I'm not sure you'd even be rolling with him yet because he's been unavailable. But I do believe, and I always tell you this, that talent, you get more opportunities when you have the talent you could flash. Teams want to see more. And Mike basically saying the last thing you want to do is see him succeed somewhere else. You want to give him and let him exhaust every opportunity as a member of your football team. If you draft him and believe in him the way obviously Green Bay does, you want to let him succeed or fail here, not somewhere else. And I think that time, he needs to have a good preseason. I think training camp does not mean the same as it used to. That doesn't mean it's still not vitally important for guys' careers, especially guys that haven't proven themselves. I'd argue this is the most important from a player standpoint. Marshawn Lloyd, this is the most important training camp. Him and Jordan Morgan, but Jordan Morgan's going to be your starting left tackle, almost guaranteed. Marshawn Lloyd is probably battling for a roster spot. And he's one of those guys that if he does stay healthy and does perform, not only could he have a roster spot, he'd have a huge role on a team that is chasing a championship. And that's how fine that line is for him. And that's kind of what I anticipated. And I think Mike kind of gave us that same picture.
Yeah, I agree. I think everything you and Jason have said all offseason, what we know about Marshawn Lloyd going into this year, I think what he's said during OTAs, he knows how important this camp is for him to prove that he belongs on this roster and that he can be a significant role player here in the National Football League for the Green Bay Packers. For as important as you have declared winning the division is for the Packers here in 2026, I was interested in how Mike T ranked the Packers among the NFC North teams, and he said basically what we agreed on when we were at Hard Rock Casino Rockford a month and a half ago, and what we've heard nationally and what the odds say. It looks like the Packers and the Lions are kind of on this tier one at the top of the NFC North, and then a little bit below them is the Bears, and then the big wild card is the Vikings, who are probably going to finish last but have a chance if Kyler Murray is good. This thing could actually take off and they could be a legitimate contender. So I'm really interested in that, but I like when we have national perspective, local perspective, and then the odds makers, and everybody's kind of in agreement on what it's going to look like going into a season. If we get kind of that, you know, Jason and journalists would say you want to get three sources on something, and that's when you usually can run with a story. That's when you can confirm news is happening. Like, if you can nationally, locally, and the odds, if they all say Packers, Lions up here, and then everybody else a little bit lower, I like the sound of that heading into this year and being kind of a two-team race to win the NFC North with the Bears looking at taking a step back. Do you agree with that?
I've been pretty upfront all offseason that I think the Bears, the way they won, now there's variables that we don't know. Is Caleb Williams going to be more productive quarters one through three? If they are, The Bears are going to be formidable regardless. But I think everybody is looking at it like that's not sustainable. Everybody is looking at how the Bears played and won last year, and I know from my perspective, that's not sustainable. You can catch lightning in a bottle, and you can start riding the wave. Well, that wave can also crash, and then it's really hard to dig yourself up out of the sand, and you got to make sure you didn't break anything. And that's where I see it. But Ben Johnson is a ball coach. And I think he knows what they did last year is not sustainable, that they need to do it a different way. So this division is going to be very tough. I still believe that the Green Bay Packers, if they're healthy, are the best team in it. And I think Detroit is right there. If they can stay healthy, I think those are your two best teams. But there's a lot of variables. And the one thing I would say is I think you can doubt Ben Johnson at your own regrets, because he's proven over the course of his time as the OC and obviously what he did in year one with the Bears that he knows what he's doing.
I just looked this up. It was two summers ago when Mike Tannenbaum first used his take that he would take Jordan Love over every other NFL quarterback if he was starting a team. And he kind of, I don't know if it's double, triple, quadrupled down, how many times he's said that over the last couple of years. But he said that again here. He said it with us just now that he doesn't know how many quarterbacks he would take over Jordan Love if he was starting a franchise with him right now. He also said something very similar about Micah Parsons as far as any player in the National Football League he wouldn't want to take before starting a franchise with him. To have two guys that a former general manager of the National Football League is saying that about at two critical positions, that makes me feel good as a Green Bay Packers fan heading into training camp here in 2026. How about you?
So let's just look at it this way. This season, because you can't project out three, four seasons, because as I tell you guys all the time, the NFL comes at you fast. If you're saying quarterback and best defensive player, if it's a corner, if it's a rush, obviously it's Jordan Love and Micah Parsons. Who's better than them? Matthew Stafford, Myles Garrett? All right. For this season, I'll give you that. Tell me how else. Bo Nix and Sertan? No.
Hey.
Drake May and Gonzalez? No.
Patriots fans might tell you, yeah. I mean, you...
Maybe.
We undersold Drake May. We looked at it when we did the quarterback ranking. He was a lot better than we thought
May's
he was.
I'm not poo-pooing Drake May. I'm saying Micah Parsons is such a difference maker.
He's elite, yeah.
We saw it last year. Who's got a better duo? Offense and defensive star. Quarterback and who's better? I would say Myles Garrett and Matthew Stafford. I'm not fighting you on that.
The Rams,
Stafford's back. Seattle, Sam Darnold, and Seattle's got a group collective, no doubt. They're legit. Who else? This is a star. This is not the same as the NBA, where if you have two great stars, you're going to be there. The NFL is different, and I think it's actually trending in a different way. And then you could ask, are the Packers on the right side of the trend or the wrong side of the trend in going big? Because they went big. I don't know the answer to that. We'll find out. But I know this. When the money is on the table, I want stars. And I want stars that can perform at a high level. We have not seen that recently. Mike has been hurt. Jordan didn't get it done when he needed to. He didn't get a first down when we needed to stop the bleeding in the third and fourth quarter last year. But I'm asking a simple question. Quarterback and star defensive player tandem. It doesn't make football, but it certainly helps. Who's got it better than us?
I got one for you.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson and Trey Hendrickson with the Baltimore Ravens.
No. Next.
How can you just dismiss that like that?
Hendrickson.
I just did.
I mean, he's getting old, but there's a reason why he's 31. It's not like he's like crazy old. And he's
wasn't
been
he super injured
Lamar Jackson,
last year?
Guys, Lamar Jackson did not have a good year last year. He didn't.
He's also a two-time MVP and
has
won multiple playoff games.
Lamar Jackson.
He's had some tough playoff performances, but
don't compare Micah Parsons and Trey Hendrickson, though. Come on.
No, but if Micah Parsons and Lamar Jackson are closer, is Trey Hendrickson and Jordan Love the equivalent? And then that's where I'm looking. Like, again, we're looking at the tandem. It's not weighted more one way or the other.
I'm not on board with that comp. I don't think it's close, but you guys can think that way. That's fine. I'm not going to argue.
What do you mean, you guys?
Don't, think it's close.
Don't say you guys. That was a Jesse Nelson bit.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were shaking your head.
I was shaking my head like, nah, I don't see Trey Hendrickson and Mike on the same level.
Ryan Wollersheim's our cousin, sub of the day, producing the show. He's been here the last couple of days. You had a couple. It seemed like you wanted to
jump in.
There's
one that I think could rival Micah Parsons and Jordan Love, and it depends on a big bounce back for this quarterback. But I think C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson next season, if C.J. Stroud bounces back in a massive way, because he was terrible in the playoffs. That's a big if. But
what does my old buddy T. Stroh always tell you guys? What did my old buddy Terry Strong always say?
If's a big word.
Indeed. Will Anderson's a stud, no doubt. And they have Danielle Hunter, who's another great. Their defense, give me the Houston Texans pass rush over Green Bay. Hey, no doubt, Captain Obvious. That's
maybe easy. Every position on that
I would
defense.
Say Goff.
I want Mike.
Goff and Hutchison would be in that equation.
You think?
They're in the equation.
Goff's far more accomplished than Jordan Love is at this point, I suppose. You're right. He's been to a Super Bowl with a different team, and he's been a number one seed and won the division. Yeah, that, I think. There's a fair argument to be made there. Goff and
Bosa
Aiden Hutchinson.
And
Purdy?
Who, the Niners quarterback at Purdy?
Bosa and Fred Warner and Purdy.
I'm taking Green Bay.
We all would agree Jordan Love's better than Brock Purdy, but the combo could make that interesting. But Micah's better than Bosa right now.
Too. They're both coming off of big injuries. My point on why I brought this up is when you start looking at that part of it, Green Bay is in a really good spot. Now, that doesn't win you football games on its own, but it certainly helps.
844-770-3776. Yeah, I was letting.
Are you pausing about
it? Tausch, it's a dramatic effect to let something sit. I know you like to interrupt people all the time. You let something sit for a second. It's impactful. It hits you like, wow, that was something profound that old T just said there.
Yeah.
We're going to play trivia coming up next before Homer joins us on a special Thursday appearance. 844-770-3776. Wildy and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf. Daytime Ryan Wollersheim, third day in a row making our trivia questions. Mm-hmm. What is today's category?
Well, with the big news for 620 WTMJ and our friends over at 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, feel like we got to roll it back. Badgers Tuesday trivia on a Thursday.
Badgers trivia Tuesday on a Thursday. I like it. It's like when we did Scary Movie Monday in college on a Thursday or a Saturday or any day but Monday.
You guys did Scary Movie Monday?
Well, a couple of times. And then we did Scary Movie Monday on Thursday and on Wednesday and on Sunday. And
so you guys just watched a lot of scary movies?
Anytime we threw a scary movie, it was Scary Movie Monday on whatever
did
day.
You pick the movies or did somebody else?
We kind of rotated. It was a group of four of us living in an apartment.
What was the scariest movie you ever picked?
What's the hotel one? 1412 or something like
Shining.
That.
Shining.
We did watch The Shining. The Shining was one of
them. Movie.
Looked a little dated, honestly, when we watched it at the time.
Wow.
A little dated.
Judgmental Jesse.
Caller 15, 844-770-3776. Caller 15 will play Badgers Trivia Tuesday on a Thursday. Before we go any further, Tausch, tell us about American Family Insurance.
Brew Crew, your dream game day starts at the parking lot patio located outside American Family Field next to the third base gate entrance. Parking lot patio. It is your go-to pregame hangout. Play yard games, grab free giveaways. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to fans of all ages. Stop by before your next Brewers home game. Parking Lot Patio, presented by American Family Insurance.
Badgers Trivia Tuesday on a Thursday in honor of our big news for 620 WTMJ and ESPN Milwaukee. That's coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch. Jason's summer sabbatical continues. Homer scheduled to appear coming up next. Big day for Good Karma. 620 WTMJ, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Milwaukee's new home of Wisconsin Badgers Athletics. 620 WTMJ and 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Simulcasting Wisconsin football games starting in 2026. And that includes the ESPN Wisconsin app and the 620 WTMJ mobile app as well. Wisconsin men's basketball, women's basketball, men's and women's hockey. And, of course, we've already been the home of Wisconsin volleyball, all continuing on 620 WTMJ and on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and the WTMJ mobile app. In celebration of that big news, that big announcement that Old T shared on Wisconsin's Morning News earlier today, Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf, presents a Badgers Trivia Tuesday on a Thursday.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Cool down with the summer shake from Cousin Subs. Enjoy four delicious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and mint. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Vortex Golf. Trivia winners this week receive a hat, ball marker, sticker, and a blade rangefinder courtesy of Vortex Golf. Rangefinders you can bet on.
We welcome in today's contestant, Travis in Blue Mounds. Travis, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch Trivia. How you doing?
Good morning. Good. You?
We are wonderful. Having a great day here on the old Wilde and Tausch program. Tausch, you've had a busy morning. How many questions do you want to ask here from Wilde and Tausch Trivia?
I don't have the questions, so I can't help
you. All right, you're playing along then.
Oh, well, I was told not to send
I'm going to jump in.
I was told not to send him to Mark Tauscher.
Well, all right. Hey.
Yeah, Wooly, I'm good.
Tausch has been
like
on
playing.
Every show
it's
this morning. He's had a big day. We'll give Old T the segment to enjoy it. I'm on board. Travis, question number one, Badgers Trivia. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has six international players on its roster for the 2026-27 season. Three of those six players hail from this land located down under. Easy there, Wooly. Is that land down under New Zealand, Australia, or Illinois?
B.
Australia would be the correct answer.
Well done, Travis.
That was kind of tricky. I'm not going to lie to you. I would have maybe said New Zealand.
You would not have said New Zealand.
They do have
I maybe would have.
They have two players from New Zealand. So between Australia and New Zealand, they have five of their six international players.
So, this is where this gets New Zealand.
Kirk Penny is Mr. New Zealand.
Yes,
now.
He is.
Australia is a country and a continent. Is New Zealand part of the continent of Australia?
Well, I believe it's called Oceania now, Jesse. You might want to update your geography.
Well, I did not get the memo.
I think when Pluto lost its planet.
No,
it's
Pluto lost its planet. But then Pluto got back into the mix.
No,
yeah, it was like 2007.
Pluto. Which school were you in? College?
High school.
Oh.
Yeah. Oceania. When did that happen?
They were calling when I was in high school.
Question.
The modern era.
Question two, Travis and Blue Mounds.
It'll always be Burma to me.
That's not even remotely close.
Travis, question two. Let me start that one over. This Wisconsin men's hockey player appeared on Wilde and Tausch back in April. Oh, good interview. He discussed his game-winning goal that sent the Badgers to this year's Frozen Four in Las Vegas, which I still think I should have been there covering it. Which player was it? Was it Ben Dexheimer, Kendre Miller, or Cole Caulfield?
I don't know.
That's a tough question, Wooly, but Travis
nailed it.
Sure did.
Dexie. Ben Dexheimer.
That's why I made it the first answer, because I'm like, if I'm going to make it tough, make it as easy as possible on the caller. I think it worked. I think it worked for you, Travis.
I thought Wooly was going to patronize the fans with the easy questions here.
The other two are fairly difficult, but if you are a men's hockey fan, you would know Kendre Miller is one of the defensemen for the Stanley Cup champion Carolina Hurricanes, who just won.
Canes.
Cole Caulfield, one of the best scorers in the NHL, playing for the Montreal Canadiens. So they're all three NHL players, or they're all three former Wisconsin Badgers players, but one of them's a current player.
Why are the Canadiens called the Habs?
I think it has something to do with Oceania.
Oh. Weird.
It's a weird connection. Not many know.
Montreal,
the Great British Empire stretched from like Canada, Australia at one point, and that was all.
Montreal and Sydney. Okay. Question number three, Travis and Blue Mounds. This legendary Wisconsin Badgers play-by-play broadcaster will be tomorrow's Cousin Sub of the Day on Wilde and Tausch, filling in to co-host alongside Mark Tauscher for the very first time, all 3 hours. Is that Wisconsin women's basketball and volleyball broadcaster John Audius, ESPN radio host and UW-Madison alum Evan Cohen, or Wisconsin men's basketball and football broadcaster Matt LePay?
I'll see.
Travis was listening at the start of the show. Yes, sir! Matt LePay! Dad in for all 3 hours tomorrow on Wilde and Tausch.
He's going to get so sick of that.
Yep. Travis, you got every question right. That means you get all four entries into tomorrow's drawing that Dad will be able to pull out of the legendary cheese fry helmet.
So weird that you say it that way.
Well, fake Dad. Usher George is good with it. We're on good terms. Travis, thanks for playing. Thanks for tuning in. I always appreciate you.
Thank you.
Travis and Blue Mounds, Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf. Tausch, what do you have on the docket for Matt LePay as our Cousin Sub of the Day tomorrow, all 3 hours on Wilde and Tausch? You got to have some fun plans in store for, because usually, like, you're in his house in the radio booth. Now he's coming to your house here in the Everlight Solar Studio. What you got planned?
We'll have some stuff. I don't know. That's what my producer. I don't know who's producing tomorrow.
Right here, baby.
Back where he belongs.
Back in the old booth behind the glass.
We'll have nothing planned. Yeah, we'll have nothing.
Yep. So, toss our hands up in the air and see what sticks. Matt LePay, all 3 hours tomorrow. Cousin Sub of the Day with Old T and I here on Wilde and Tausch. Homer, the voice of Marquette men's basketball, also on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. He is scheduled to appear coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wild Bill goes yard.
He is a fly ball. Deep center field. Marcy's back. Track. Wall. Boy. Boy. Baseball.
Your home of the Brewers. 100.5 ESPN.
Whatever you do, you know what that music means. Weekdays from 5 to 6 on ESPN Wisconsin. The Homer Hour with Steve the Homer True. Tausch, you often like to sign me up for extra work on this show. It's well documented over our 10-year history. In the YouTube comments, we're getting requests for Homer to return on tomorrow's show for some banter with the voice of the Badgers, new home, 620 WTMJ, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, Matt LePay. Homer, you think we could arrange that tomorrow? You want to join us with LePay tomorrow, too, and we could do a little back and forth with the voices of these respective teams?
Normally, I would say yes. The problem is I'm filling in on the morning show, 7 to 9, and So
yeah.
I think probably a limit there. Plus, I would not agree to anything until we have the determination by Tauscher. Tauscher, if he's running the show, I mean, there's, you mentioned earlier today, the challenge we had. So I don't know. I'm curious how he analyzes all of that. Is he going to want Matt to run it? Clearly, I can't run it. So I don't, I'm curious as to what thought process he's going through right now. In fact, my first question is going to be, so how are you going to handle LePay? Who, you going to let him run it? I mean, that's fine. I'm just curious what Tausch is thinking, given our experience, or does it vary from person to person? Tausch, what's the...
Fair questions. Fair questions.
It's a very fair question. Yeah, just like with you, I would, Matt will probably not run the show. I'll have to, between me and Jesse in a hybrid form, will run the show, would be my guess.
Now, I'm wondering, the great announcement about the Badgers, I'm thinking, now you had said earlier that you're biased but fair. I can't remember the declaration you made about
I think
analysis.
That sounds right.
Yeah, I'm biased, but okay, I'm fair, I believe was the quote.
That
yeah.
might have been the difference. They're thinking about doing this. Now we got to have the guy who's biased but fair. That's as good as you could ever have. If there's a connection
Homer,
there,
I didn't realize this. I didn't realize this until the announcement. Of course, the announcement that Badger football, Badger men's basketball, Badger women's basketball, we have volleyball, are coming to WTMJ. Did Jim Irwin, who obviously the legendary voice of the Green Bay Packers before
everything.
Wayne Larrabee, Jim Irwin did Badger football, right?
Of course, yes. Jim Irwin did everything, literally everything. I don't know that there's anything he didn't do. I don't know this, but I would bet that the performance with volleyball was a huge plus in terms of how we did it, how it was handled. I could be making this up, but I don't think so. I think that you couldn't have influenced in any way better than having the university watch how volleyball was handled. So credit to all.
Well, I think the play-by-play and how they did that with volleyball, how we have done that as a company with volleyball, 100.5 is the home for Wisconsin women's volleyball. I think the halftime and postgame shows were the one thing that held this announcement up.
Oh,
a little
you don't
bit longer.
Say. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Appreciate that. You can hear me again. Year three, anchoring the studio anchoring role for Wisconsin volleyball. That's me.
That's what you heard. Being fair and biased but fair. I'm with you.
Yep. Biased but fair.
That's my biased but fair.
That's rich.
Homer, what other things have you done play by play wise that we don't know about?
Probably that I was the voice of Badgers basketball with Mark Shapiro for a couple of years.
At is that
time
right?
What?
At a time when
the old nitty gritty
did it. Oh yeah, no, Mark was the. I tell people if you dislike anything I do, blame him. He's passed away because I tried to copy everything he did. He was so good at everything, and. So there were Elroy Hirsch decided, look, if the station is paying us X amount per game, why don't we just have as many stations? Then we get three times as much money. Now, the idea of, you know, having people compete against each other to create even more money, I don't think either Elroy wasn't told. But anyway, so there are three different stations. Brian Manthey was doing it with Ron Blomberg. Jack Ike was doing it with, he might have done it by himself, and Marsh and I were doing it. And so we did that for a couple of years, and did the triple overtime game they lost. We were there when the only time people were excited about Steve Yoder's team because they played in Hawaii. And this was a year in which every great team in the country, in fact, Kansas was there and they won the national title. Wisconsin, Steve Yoder, J.J. Weber, Rod Ripley, I can't remember all they were, Mike Heidman. Anyway, I had an opening game, beat Hawaii. In the semi, California was there with Kevin Johnson. Florida was there with Dwayne Schintz and Vernon Maxwell. And Arkansas was there with Nolan Richardson. Anyway, Wisconsin.
Was that Ralph Sampson with Virginia out there playing Chaminade?
No, it wasn't that year. But nicely done, not to bring back other Old Testament basketball. Wisconsin, for some reason, played Hawaii, beats them, and then in the semifinals plays Cal, with Kevin Johnson. He gets hurt, so they make the finals. Now they're in the finals against Pittsburgh. This was the awesome Pittsburgh team. Charles Smith, Jerome Lane, the year before Sean. So and
send it in.
Marquette has a chance. Yes. Yes. Other than Tyrone Hill, the greatest rebounder I ever saw in college. The Skull. Anyway, it's Wisconsin with all these other teams that were on the other side that battled and lost, and now it's Pittsburgh, and Wisconsin's up by like 10 at half. And we're Marsh and I are thinking, holy crap, this team's going to be good. This is going to be historic. So Pittsburgh comes back in the second half and beats them by, I don't know, whatever it was. They go, no problem. So Wisconsin, on the way back from Hawaii, started the Big Ten game season at Minnesota. They lose to Minnesota, and it all goes to hell. But for that point, that halftime, what's the halftime? 10 minutes. The greatest positivity ever in the era of Steve Yoder.
Wow. So, Homer, part of that might be you're out in Hawaii in the middle of winter, sucking down pina coladas on the beach.
Look up. You look up and go, how did Wisconsin ever make the finals? It was also the greatest time. The coach of Pittsburgh was a guy named Paul Evans, total crazy man. So Larry Brown is at Kansas, and they're playing a morning game, and I just happen to be there. Nobody's there, sitting in the middle. And Larry Brown said something to one of the Pittsburgh players, and Paul Evans comes over and says, I can't use all the words. If you say another effing word to one of my players, I'm going to come over there and kick your, you know what. And I'm thinking, whoo, wow, this is historic. I kind of hope Larry Brown does. Well, he didn't, and they never fought, but I always have wanted to ask Larry Brown if he remembers that moment as well as I did. You say another word, I'll come right over there and kick your, whoa, baby. My big
I bet there. Larry Brown remembers that. I would bet Larry
I'll
Brown
bet he does. There's no doubt he does, because the guy Evans, then they had Charles Smith was a great pro, but Jerome Lane, and then they had other good players. I can't remember who they were, but I think Sean Miller joined Pittsburgh the next, but I mean, they were outstanding with Evans as a coach. But yeah, I think you could ask other people under college coaches, I think in terms of crazy, he's probably top five. Kevin O'Neill, probably top five as well. I don't know who the other three are. I'd have to think about that. But anyway, sorry to get off track, because this is a great day, and it's a great day for Wisconsin, because, as you said, TMJ, people all over the state are so happy because everybody gets 620, and they're going to all be able to get Wisconsin in the sports.
Looking forward to hearing it. 620 WTMJ, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, and importantly also the WTMJ mobile app and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Going to be the home of Wisconsin athletics beginning here in September 2026 with Wisconsin Notre Dame at Lambeau Field on the Sunday night of Labor Day weekend. Homer joining us on Wildy and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. Homer, did you hear Mike Tannenbaum join us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show today?
I did. I've heard him all these questions he asked people. And he did it. I'm like, I wish I'd been there. I'd go like, I don't care. Like, I thought your question was great. If you asked me and I was a player, are you a dog person or a cat person? I would say no, but I don't want you to draft me. I don't want to play for a team that would ask me that question. Now, you'd have to have the confidence to feel like you could play in the NFL, but that's what I would say to them. Anybody who asks me that question, I don't want to play for you. But come on, are you a dog person or a cat person? Come on.
You know, but, so, Homer, I actually feel like as much stuff, I mean, you charity dinners and all of the things, actually think you would be tailor-made for that, sitting down to dinner and not having the small talk, oh, how you doing, how's your kids, how the weather. You want to dig in. It's what you do, right?
I know, but they'd be questions as a result of the people that I'm with. Not what were the other ones? He said that were to me they were just
best compliment you've ever gotten. What is your best compliment you've ever gotten?
Well, that I've ever gotten.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't, like, of all the questions he could ask, those people, you know, these people, how are you doing with your kid? How's your kid doing? To where you know enough about their life to ask them about them. So like, well, let's see, what's the great? Well, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I know, but I don't. That just fills time. I don't know that that serves any purpose. Like, if I was at a dinner with him, you know, you just ask him about all the draft and questions and different stories.
You would spend time about Favre. It would be all about Favre, acquiring
Favre,
the season with Favre.
Yeah,
that would be your deal.
Would be about, most of it would be about Favre. But then if you realize he's not going to say anything, then you know, move on to something else. Like, I wanted to interview Rod Thorne, okay? Because I think he's, in the past few years, I think he's had some assistance. Well, he's the guy who drafted Michael Jordan. And Rod Thorne, this is Old Testament, played at West Virginia the year after Jerry West. Everybody knows how great Jerry West is, or do they? Is that Don Hudson? Do people know how great Jerry West was as a player?
People are starting to forget.
The logo.
Anyway, he's the logo. But anyway, you can look up how great he was. Rod Thorne was so good. Jerry West graduates the next year. He wore 44. They let Rod Thorne wear that jersey. He took West Virginia to the national championship game, Jerry West. When he's done playing, nobody's ever wearing 44 again. Maybe they're talking about, no, Rod Thorne was so good. But anyway, so he would just have incredible stories about Jordan and maybe, I don't know, his association with the Bucks, or maybe he was with Giannis was young, or, you know. Oh, I'm not going to ask him, are you a dog person or a cat person? And if he has bad stories, I'm going to move on to, I'm going to interrupt and move on to somebody else. Like, I would, if you were at the table, okay, if Taush, you were there, you know what I'd say? I'd say, you got to write a book. Do you understand, like where you came from? You were nobody. You're going to go to Youngstown State, and 12 years later, you're a 10-year NFL veteran in the Packer Hall of Fame. The same guy who was going to leave Wisconsin and go to Youngstown State only because nobody else was interested. Yeah, that's an incredible story. There's one problem. You don't want to tell it, but you could hire Gary D'Amato. He's a fabulous guy. He's doing a book for a friend of mine as well. Fantastic. I mean, Jason would be
good.
Who's he
writing a book about?
Who's he writing a
book about?
About himself and all the actors that he's worked with in Potawatomi. Don Rickles. The stories will be incredible, I'm sure. But I guess Jason should do your book. But you don't and just all the other things about you. Here's my famous Mark Tauscher story. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
So I think we interviewed Brooks Bollinger for some point. And you played with him, right?
I did, yep.
And so I can't imagine you and Taush. It just seems, he goes, oh, I never messed with him. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'd come into the locker room. Taush started doing something. I'm not getting into an argument or discussion with him. I'm going to lose, and it's going to go on forever, and he loves it so much. Just, no, I didn't. I wasn't going to participate in that. And I thought, man, what a great leader. One, he understands Taush, and two, he's wise not to do it. But I'm sure he was different and understood the difference of every player. And I thought, there's a guy who knew Taush and Cod. Taush wants to have an argument, brings up something. Nah, go ahead. Find somebody else. I'm not getting in there with you. I'm going to lose. It's whatever. I thought, nobody described you better than he did. I ain't going there.
Yep.
He's too good. Would you agree with that? Was the story true? I bet it was.
No, Brooks likes to mix it up. As Brooks has joined us every year now, usually at the Legends Golf Outing.
He
likes mixing it up. Don't let him kid. Don't let him kid
to
yourself.
Mix it up with you. Okay. All right. Well, I apologize then. I bought it. But,
yeah.
Okay.
So Homer, I asked the question earlier because
competition for you mixing it up. I mean, because like you're going to find the people that you.
No,
oh, okay.
He's not.
Yeah. All right.
He was. All right. And he still isn't.
He was close. All right. Nice.
Tell
done.
Me a
I don't know
better.
If that's true, or if you just want to get him on again.
Tell me a better quarterback star defensive player tandem than Jordan Love and Micah Parsons.
Really? You mean currently playing?
Yeah, right now. Playing in the who's going to be playing in this upcoming season?
I don't know, and I'm curious as to your point.
Well, my point is, I understand it's a team game, but when Tannenbaum joined us, he kind of brought this up, and, you know, there's a lot of different quarterbacks that people have ranked ahead of Jordan Love, and I'm not going to argue. I'll argue, you know, how low I would go, but there are some that it's you can argue it, but you might as well hit your head against the wall. But when you combine Micah with him, and when you need a play, your quarterback, Jordan, needs to elevate, and he needs to make a play in the playoff game in that second half, and he didn't. Micah Parsons obviously wasn't available, but going into this season, you have both sides of the ball, and you feel like your tandem is, if it's not the best, it's in the top five. I put Stafford and Myles Garrett. I don't know who else I would put ahead of that tandem. And I'm looking. Jesse put, I don't even know, he put Lamar Jackson,
Trey Hendrickson.
Which is crazy. You got anybody?
I'm a little concerned because you're creating something that would increase the level of excellence. If they are, as you state, one of the best, then they better start doing something. Otherwise,
yes.
It doesn't mean anything. So
why are we running from it? Why, we don't need to run from it.
Because they haven't done anything as a pair. The Packers haven't done anything. All they've done.
Well, they were 9-3-1 when they had them both.
And you know, it's too bad you play 13. You don't play 13 games. Look it.
Well, you should. Everybody's too greedy. Everybody wants all that extra cash.
This is all you need to know. If you're a good team with a good coach and with a good quarterback, you don't go 1-5. Doesn't happen. Can't happen. You don't know how you're going to win, but you're going to win something. On the other hand, they found a way to lose them all. And that's a reason to wonder. Either they're never going to really get it done, or the injuries were so great that they'll prove this season, even early on, without Micah Parsons, how good they could be, as the 2010 showed in 2011, that it wasn't just a lucky run. They were that good and proved it. You have just put more pressure on that pair than anybody up until this point in time. Nobody has added the pressure that you just did, which is fine, but, you know, it's all on them.
Homer, what did you learn more about?
What?
Yeah, they're right there with – listen, expectations come with being a Green Bay Packer. We all know that. Expectations should be sky high. You have one of the best defensive players in the entire league. You got to put Myles Garrett ahead of him. That balances out maybe the fact that Jordan is a top 10, not a top 5 quarterback. But what did you learn more about, or I guess from last year? Do you take more out of the 9-3-1 with Micah or the 0-5 without him?
Oh, the 0-5 is huge. It's huge. Because this speaks to a concern about LaFleur, and that is, what happened? I don't know. It's always something. It's always something. And this year, the something will be the injuries. And so it'll be, you know, what are they like the end of the year? They could struggle earlier, not be as good, but they might have everybody healthy by the end of the year and prove how good they are. But they won the division.
Oh, I know.
And I don't think. I think the best coach in the division is the guy in Chicago. And I think we'll see that because I think Detroit will struggle more than people think because he made them better than they are with their crazy man head coach. But we'll see. LaFleur's good. I think I think the Bears have a better coach. I don't think they have a better quarterback, but the combination of the two might match up. So
Homer, before you go, anything you want to say about the Milwaukee Brewers? We haven't talked about the Brewers the last couple of days here.
Yes. If the Brewers don't do as much as people hope, it's because they believe so strongly in their young pitching that it's not all about this year. Now, I had Dario Melendez on last night because Jason Wild is on assignment. He made a good point. If you believe there's going to be a strike and no baseball season next year, it might change how you view baseball this year. But everyone should know if the Brewers don't do as much as they think, it's not because they are scared. It's because why sacrifice all these young players for a pitcher when I believe our young pitchers will even be even better next year or the next couple years. And then we can consider adding a pitcher when there are more available because everybody wants the guy in Detroit, which means he's going to cost even more. If they don't do enough, know that it's because of the confidence they have in their outstanding young pitchers, not that they're cheap.
There it is. Homer, thanks for the time. We appreciate you, pal. Thanks.
Remember the key. Biased, but fair.
Biased, but fair.
It is. I do have that correct. I'm old and I forget. I believe that is the Taos. Right, you did say that, right? I'll make sure.
He said it. The best part was like it was like a throwaway line for him to segue into a point, but you've clung onto it now for more than a week.
No, I want to say this. Well, no, it's spectacularly good. every play-by-play person or analyst for every team everywhere in the world when people ask, but I can't really respect what you say. You're paid. No. Biased but fair. That ends the discussion. You have an answer to that. They can decide if that's accurate, but there's no better answer. Biased but fair. I feel like that way with my kids. I'm not parents. It should be for life. This is like the greatest three words ever. How should you be as a parent with your own kids? Biased but fair. How should you be as a husband to your wife? Biased but fair. It's even better. Next time I come on, I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to give all the examples of where biased but fair. Hey, as a coach, right? You don't treat all the players the same.
Yeah.
You're biased. They're my guys.
Yeah.
But fair.
Yeah. It's so good. Thanks, Homer.
Yeah. Bye.
Steve the Homer True, weekdays 5 to 6, the Homer Hour on ESPN Wisconsin, where he is also biased but fair. Gruber Law Offices, I don't know if they want to say biased but fair, but they'll say one call, that's all. They help people and families seriously injured in accidents. As Jason always says on this show, he hopes you never have to call Gruber Law Offices. That means you've never been seriously injured in an accident, you or a loved one. But if you do, Gruber Law Offices is there to help. 414-276-6666. That's the phone number. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. It's 414-276-6666. One of the largest personal injury firms in the Midwest. They're family-owned and operated, but they're a large, powerful team with resources to take on the insurance companies. Visit them today, gruber-law.com, to learn more about the firm, what they do in the community, and so much more. Or, of course, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. We'll recap the biased but fair conversation we had with Homer. Coming up next, it's Jesse and Tausch on Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Thanks again to Homer for joining us. Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch. Big announcement this morning, 620 WTMJ, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, the new home of Wisconsin Badgers football on the radio in Milwaukee, starting Sunday night, September 6th at Lambeau Field, Wisconsin and Notre Dame. Wisconsin men's basketball, women's basketball, men's and women's hockey, and already we've been the home of Badger volleyball, all with our family here at Good Karma on ESPN Wisconsin and 620 WTMJ. That includes the ESPN Wisconsin app and the 620 WTMJ mobile app. Easy for me to say. Big day, Tausch. I'm sure you'll be biased but fair in your analysis of the Badgers this season as the radio network analyst along with Matt LePay. You're biased but fair also when you're assessing the work that the team at MoMA helped you with your knee recently.
Well, I don't need to be biased. I'm going to be fair when it comes to MoMA. And man, oh man, I feel so much better. And as I've told you guys numerous times, the end of the year was a real struggle for me. I was having a hard time getting around. My knee was super painful, had all kinds of issues. And I just got sick of saying, let's tough it out. I needed to do something different. And that's why I was excited to partner up with MoMA, the Midwest Orthopedic and Musculoskeletal Alliance. MoMA brings together trusted local providers like OIW, SMOC, and Innovative Pain, making it easier to find the right specialist and the right treatment for you. And I've been saying this now all month. You don't want to have these complicated things. I don't even know where to start. Where do I do? I got to go get scanned. I got to do this. I got to go there. Then I got to go park. Then I got to find through six buildings and all this. No. Not with the team at MoMA. They have all kinds of different specialty care, surgery center, smart scan, MOSH. Where I've been going is ortholaser. I need to get some blood flow back into that knee, break up some of that arthritis, get my range of motion back where I could function the way I wanted to. And the team at MoMA and the Ortholaser Center, they have helped me do it. Call or walk in today, or you can learn more about your journey. Start at MoMAMKE.com. That's MoMAMKE.com.
A check of Jason Wilde's countdown of the most important Packers of 2026 and a stat I think you need to know about one of the Packers' best defensive players. That'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour officially in 2 minutes. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.